Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's a couple minutes past five, and a quick check of the Straits Times Index shows it relatively flat, but slightly, very slightly in the green as it looks to try and wipe out intraday losses this Friday. But as we mentioned, it is Friday, and it is Forex Friday, and we're going to take a look at some of the big moves that we've seen across the currency space over the last couple of days. Just a quick check of how currencies are doing so far today. You're seeing some weakness from the euro today, trading at 1.11 against the greenback, and you're seeing the Japanese yen, although equity markets in Japan are closed today, they are trading a touch weaker so far. The British pound now also weaker by about 0.2% against the US dollar. And overall, we're also seeing the Australian dollar and the Singapore dollar also showing some signs of wobbliness and weakness in today's session. There's a bit to parse through with regards to what's happened this week, monetary policy decisions and also trade talks in relation to some commodity-linked currencies. And for that, we're joined now live from London by FXTM's Lukman Natunaga, who joins again on the broadcast today to help us recap what's happened in the currency space and what they're looking forward to in the future. Lukman, good morning over there.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me here today.
Welcome back, Lukman. So look, Lukman, let's start off with the greenback here, the dollar index. Now, we've seen a lot of movement, actually, from the U.S. dollar. Last week was a week of strength, and we saw a bit of weakness, which has been reverting in just the last 24 hours also. But really, when you look at what's been moving the dollar in terms of monetary policy, it wasn't much. The Fed didn't do anything at all. They kept their interest rates, they kept policy rates flat in the U.S. and unchanged. And they also said that there's really no case to either raise or cut interest rates. However, you're seeing the dollar continue to move in a rather frisky manner. What do you think is going on with the greenback?
It has been a roller coaster trading week for the dollar this week and last week. And going back to what you said, yeah, it's exactly what the Fed didn't do. Market expectations were quite elevated over the Federal Reserve policy meeting being quite dovish. Well, it wasn't dovish at all. In fact, policymakers even said that economic activity had actually risen at a solid pace, while they actually quelled expectations over a rate cut. Now, these two things were quite dollar positive, and it was a breath of fresh air, especially for those who were quite bullish on the dollar. This is why we're seeing the greenback trading where it's trading today.
Do you think that the strength will continue for the dollar index? Will it continue to wobble and swing swing in such a manner as we've seen in the last 2 weeks until it finds its footing?
At the end of the day, the Federal Reserve remains quite indecisive. They don't know if they want to cut, if they want to raise rates. So moving forward, the dollar is actually going to be moving more from economic data. If we do have a situation where today's NFP beats market expectations and there's consistent signs that, look, the largest economy in the world is actually performing well while everyone else is suffering, this will support the dollar.
Lukman, I want to revisit developments with regards to U.S.-China trade talks and the Chinese economy from a different angle now, and this time from the point of view of the Australian dollar. As we know, the Australian dollar relatively tethered or linked to the fortunes or misfortunes of the Chinese economy. We have trade talks continuing to progress, albeit at a sluggish pace. There is a slightly lower PMI figures that were released from China earlier this week. And we've seen also the Australian dollar just give up a little bit of gains. They continue to bump up against that 0.72 level against the U.S. dollar, currently at just about 6.69. Where does FXTM see the Australian dollar moving, given all of these movements from China and including the RBA's decision next week?
I think one thing we have to keep in mind is China is Australia's largest trading partner in both imports and exports. So anything that does happen in China, the impacts will be reflected, especially on the Australian dollar. Looking at the Australian economy, we know that it continues to be bruised by weaker house prices and sluggish consumption. And at the same time, the central bank is quite hesitant to do anything. Moving forward, weakness could be a theme in the fact that if economic data in Australia continues to disappoint and the RBA maintain a dovish stance, this will be negative for the commodity currency.
Now, Lukman, we're also another central bank that's looking a little less hawkish, a little less aggressive. Also, the Monetary Authority here in Singapore, they have said that they are also keeping rates unchanged here. And the outlook actually for inflation here has also lowered. How does this affect FXTM's outlook on the Singapore dollar and where our local currency here in Singapore is moving?
Although the Singapore economy expanded roughly around 1.3% in the first quarter, which was actually the lowest in 3 years, when we compare Singapore's economy compared to everyone else, they're not faring too bad. Economic data in general continues to improve. What we would like to see is Singapore's chief exports, which are electronics, increase. This should offer upside support to the local currency. I think next week we've got a couple of key economic reports which should offer some insight into the health of the economy. But moving forward, we know that the Singapore dollar remains impacted by both domestic and external factors.
And finally, Lukman, before we let you go and enjoy the rest of your Friday morning there, oil prices, I'm sure you've noticed, have also been getting whipsawed in recent sessions. How are Forex markets viewing this, and are they actually taking interest or at least looking for cues from what's going on in crude prices right now?
When I look at oil prices, it's been explosively volatile, a never-ending battle between bulls and bears. There's many supply and demand dynamics that continue to really impact the commodity. Firstly, if you looked at prices today, it tumbled like a house of cards thanks to soaring production from US shale and the fact that we had reports of Russia not really respecting OPEC's production cut. But on the other side of the equation, we have sanctions on Iran, disruptions in Venezuela, many other geopolitical risk factors. So really and truly, when we look at the medium to longer term outlook for oil, it remains shrouded by uncertainty. For us to get real insight on this, I think we have to wait to the OPEC meeting in June.
And definitely some more context clues perhaps coming from that meeting upcoming in Vienna. Then we'll have to leave it there. Lukman Atunaga from FXTM over in London, thank you so much for joining us again this afternoon.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.